The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
I don't know about you, but we spent a lot of time in our house over the last year and a quarter looking at plaintively at old holiday pictures, but none of them printed out on various devices and stuff. And now and again you go, where are these pictures actually? Okay, they're actually in the iCloud. Are they on this device? And I think a lot of us have collections of pictures all over the place at this stage. And I think a lot of people keep theirs on Google Photos, for example. So there was news this week that Google Photos is now starting to charge. It was free up to now. And I think a lot of people as well have been thinking recently about, you know, should I curate these pictures in some way or put them somewhere? So here to give us a few tips on how to store all our digital photographs is technology editor with the Irish and Sunday Independent, Adrian Reckler. And Adrian, you are a very keen photographer yourself, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I have hundreds of thousands of photos for a couple of reasons. First of all, I have a little bit of a fetish for cameras and camera lenses, probably what I spend most of my money on. But also, I probably review more smartphones when they're released than anybody else in the country. So between one thing and the other, I end up with thousands and thousands and thousands of photos across different devices.
And listen, the phones, would you regard them as being as good as a lot of cameras now, yeah?
It's getting a lot closer. So, I mean, I would have 20 different lenses on cameras and they're brilliant for things like portraits. You can't get the absolute quality from a phone that you'll get from a good camera, but it's getting an awful lot closer. If you look at the latest iPhones, the latest Samsungs, you know, challenger brands like Oppo, the cameras in these are, they're really getting much, much closer. And so for me now, it would be 50-50. And most photographers I know would take a phone with them as well.
Well, right. So listen, in terms of storage then, so Google Photos, which a lot of people use, they're going to start charging from now on, correct?
They are, yeah. And this is a bit of a blow because this was one of the best things about the internet. Google Photos was a service where you could upload an unlimited amount of photos and videos from any phone or tablet or laptop, and it was completely free. Now they're starting to charge for it from next week. You don't have to panic if you use this service because they'll give you 15 gigabytes of free space. So anything you've uploaded up to now, and that might be thousands and thousands of photos, in my case it's much, much more, you'll be allowed to keep them there for free. They won't charge you for those. It's just when you go to upload new photos or videos that they're going to start charging you.
Okay. And what are the alternatives? So for people who are using Google Photos up to now, A, is there a free alternative, or B, what are the other alternative storage facilities?
There are no absolutely free alternatives. The one that I'm going to go to is free to me because I'm a subscriber to one of its other services. So that's Amazon Photos. So if you subscribe to Amazon Prime, now I mean the shopping service, not the online video service. If you're a subscriber to Amazon Prime, about 400,000 or 500,000 Irish people are, you get Amazon Photos free. So that's the same as Google Photos, basically. Unlimited photos that you can store there. Otherwise, for the rest of us, you're looking at one of two or three. You've iCloud, which anybody with an iPhone, an iPad already knows. That costs from a euro a month. Or you might be looking at Flickr, which is a really good one if you have an awful lot of photos. It's $7.50 a month, but it's unlimited high-resolution photos.
Yeah. I would say for the normal amount of photos, like, I wouldn't have an especially high number, and iCloud seems to be 99 cents a month for me. So it's probably for the regular person, they get away with the cheapest iCloud.
I would agree with you. The only thing I would add to that is for 99 cents, you get 50 gigabytes. Now, that's fine if you've started 3 or 4 years ago on your smartphone. But as you know, as you alluded to a few minutes ago, you keep taking photos every week and every month when you go on holidays, and they build up and they build up and they build up, and they keep going back into iCloud. In a couple of years' time, or a couple of months' time, you're definitely going to be over that 50 gigabyte threshold. So then you're faced with, you know, the issue of pruning. You face the issue, you know, how do I delete them? Do I want to back everything up? And that's when the fun begins.
Yeah. The pruning can feel slightly overwhelming, can't it?
Oh my God. If you go into anybody's phone, anybody will have hundreds or thousands of photos, and they're in all kinds of no particular order. And some of them are similar, and It's quite difficult. What I usually advise is for, you know, don't try and do it all at once. Pick it one day a week, say a Saturday, take 30 minutes, go through the photos and try to delete okay. as many photos that yeah. you don't think you'll need within that 30 minutes. And then just keep doing that and work from there. And then back everything else up. Either use one of the services we're talking about today or exchange them into an external hard drive.
And listen, can we try, in terms of security, right? Because we don't think about it much. Like, I just assume, yeah, all the pictures there in iCloud. A, are they always going to be there? Or is there a chance I lose them? Should I have like a backup as well? And B, are they secure and private? Not that I have anything to hide, like, but you know yourself.
Well, on the security thing, if you're talking about iCloud, you're talking about Apple. And Apple, one of Apple's three or four big sales pitches over rival services is that it is secure and it takes privacy seriously. Now, Apple did have a big data breach about 3 or 4 years ago, and we saw all those celebrities' photos getting hacked, and it's acutely aware of that. But in general, you can trust it. You can trust Google as well. You can trust Dropbox. You can trust Flickr. You can trust most of the big ones. The two issues. Number one, how much will they charge in future? Are you signing yourself up to an indefinite monthly subscription to add to every other monthly subscription? And then the other problem is compatibility. Will those services always be around? And also, will your devices also be able to download them? That's an issue for external hard drives as well. I've got external hard drives from 15, 20 years ago with photos on them, and it's really difficult to access the photos.
Okay, but the alternative then obviously is printing them all off, which, like do you print pictures anymore?
Do you know what? I do it once a year. Every Christmas, I do what's called a photo book, and you lots of these services online, and you pick the amount of pages, 30 pages, 50 pages, 70 pages. They cost about 50 quid, and I make it into a book of the year, photos that meant something nice. To me and my family during the year. So that way, every year, we have at least one book on the shelf with photos of stuff that meant something to us.
Yeah, and you can't beat a big old album to take down, can you? Actually, I got a thing called a Polaroid Lab at Christmas, and it's not that dear, and it's a really dinky thing, but what it does is it makes Polaroids from pictures on your phone. You just lay your phone on top of it. It's a cute little thing. Listen, Adrian, before you go, we're getting a few texts this morning about people who are having trouble using their MasterCard debit cards this afternoon. Are you hearing anything about that?
Yeah, it's early, but there are some reports that some of the banks are telling their customers that there is a problem, a third-party problem, as they have described it, with some MasterCard transactions. They say some of them aren't going through. There are some retailers as well who are saying the same, and there are some people on social media asking MasterCard, its public account, what's going on. It's not clear yet how widespread it is, but it is clear that there is an issue.
Okay, Adrian Reckler, thanks a million. Let's take a break.